New data from the Australian Dental Association shows parents delay their children's first dental appointment. The data has been released as part of the Dental Health Week launch next week. The first dental visit should be at the age of one, when some parents think it's okay to start the dental appointments at the age of three. Also, the study shows parents are not taking advantage of the federal government support for dental care for children under 17. The Wise Eduardo Jordan started asking President of the Australian Dental Association, Chris Sanzaro, to explain more about Dental Health Week.
Dental Health Week is a health promotion event run by the Australian Dental Association, and this year we're focusing on children and children's oral health. Importantly, to start with, we're looking at children and when they first attend the dentist.
So as you mentioned, it's focused on children. So ADA commissioned a survey about dental health in children. Could you please tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. We found that a lot of people, only 25% of people, thought that before age one or age one, when the first teeth come through, is the right time to visit the dentist. And that's what we're recommending. So a good 60% of people are thinking it should be older than that. And that's a mistake. It's something that we should be doing, getting our children into the dentist early in life, so dentists can spot problems and start discussions and work on prevention as early as we can.
And is there a particular reason why parents are postponing these visits to the dentist?
Look, as parents, it's a really busy time. We're bombarded with information. We've got lots of things going on in our lives, and keeping on top of everything that we need to do, remembering all those tasks, it's an easy one to slip because the kids' teeth just start coming through and they all look okay to start with. And often we wait until there's a problem and then think, oh, I better do something about it. But that's too late for the kids. They really should be getting to the dentist before they run into problems.
And why is it so critical to take kids to a dental appointment at the age of one?
Sure, it allows dentists to find problems early on. Not all teeth grow properly. Some of them grow with defects and things in them, and it's easier for dentists to find that and help treat those if it's found earlier. And working on prevention, so early signs of decay are actually reversible. If we change somebody's diet, their oral hygiene, their habits, what they're eating, what they're drinking, all of those sorts of things, we're able to reverse the process of decay or at least slow it down significantly. If we find holes when they're nice and small, they're much easier to fill rather than waiting until they're so big that they're causing child pain. That often results in needing dental extractions, which is not much fun for the kid to go through, and dentists certainly prefer not to be taking out teeth as well.
And what can parents do to increase their knowledge in dental care for their children and to help them to keep good dental habits?
Yeah, the Australian Dental Association has a website called teeth.org.au that's full of all sorts of good information, scientifically based and unbiased information about how to look after things appropriately, good dietary choices, how to brush and floss, and getting your child into the dentist, getting that individualised advice, what's going on in the mouth, where, how brushing can be improved, tips and tricks, and also talking about the sorts of foods that you're eating and drinking and where that might be contributing to things going wrong.
So I've read that there's a knowledge gap in dental health, and it's also exacerbated by costs in dental health. It's kind of expensive to go to a dentist every amount of time. Is there any government support for dental care for children, and how can families access it?
Yeah, there's the Child Dental Benefits Schedule, and it's a program run by the federal government. It allows children between the ages of 0 and 17 to access a bit over $1,000 worth of dental care every 2 years. That's for people who are on Family Tax Benefit A and other Centrelink payments. The main problem with the scheme is it's not very well known, and a lot of people are a bit confused by the details of it if they do know about it. And so having a look in the MyGov app or the Medicare app, or ringing a dentist and giving them your Medicare details to find out whether you're eligible, only about 38% of people that are eligible for it are actually using it. So there's about 1.5 million children that are entitled to receive subsidised dental care across Australia that aren't using it. The majority of those services are bulk billed. About 95% of them are bulk billed across public and private practices. So it's quite easy to get access to a dentist using that scheme. It's just not that well known.
That was Chris Sanzaro from the Australian Dental Association speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.